Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Do you ever wonder what happens when a psychedelic rock band makes a soul album? Well, this happens. I never really had a broken heart. Always paid it kind of close to my chance. Life for me's just been a walk in the park. It doesn't really matter. It never really mattered. That's Broken Heart off the album B Room by the Philadelphia-based band Dr. Dog. B Room is the band's eighth album, and it represents a new recording approach and a new identity for Dr. Dog. Dr. Dog came into our studios a couple years ago to talk about the album, and they'll be back in Massachusetts this weekend performing at the Levitate Music and Arts Festival in Marshfield tomorrow night. Lead vocalist Toby Lehman and guitarist Scott McMicken told my co-host Anthony Brooks about the inspiration for their new sound. First, Toby Lehman.
We'd sort of gotten sick of our old studio. It was getting stale. We'd been there for about 8 years and wanted to upgrade. And we spent about a month and a half doing the build on that. Essentially, it's just a warehouse space with windows all around. It's like 5,000 square feet. It's massive. And we just plopped the control room in the A room right there in this big, big empty room. And it's cool. We were able to work together as a unit, totally amusically. You know, everybody was there doing what they could do within their capabilities and within reason. And it's cool to do a project that had nothing to do with music, even though the intention was to.
Yeah. And yet, did the sort of working together on the studio in some way influence the music that came out of it?
Yeah, I would imagine so. I mean, we had already finished a project that we were all really proud of before we even went into making the record.
Yeah.
And we were all pretty loose, too, and we spent about 2 weeks just playing without really even bringing songs or anything to the band. It was just this whole idea that we're there.
Yeah.
Being present is the most important thing.
Now, in a lot of ways, this new album represents a new direction for you guys. For one thing, many of the songs, you recorded them live for this album. Big difference from the past when you were using sort of intricate overdubs. So tell us about what attracted you to this more, sort of organic live-to-tape approach? So this is Scott McMicken.
Yeah, Scott McMicken has something to say about that. I don't know. We've been doing it so long, and in the amount of time that we've been able to do it, we've been able to really explore a lot of different ways in which to get stuff done. Meanwhile, what's also happening simultaneously, obviously, with the band is that we're out playing shows, like so many shows, touring so much. And you start to come to realize that, like, those two worlds aren't so exclusive. Mm. Recording, well, for us, I mean, this is pretty common territory for most musicians. In fact, what I'm describing about this aspect of our narrative is in many ways like the most traditional way to get stuff done. But we've kind of always done things differently. And because we came from a place where we were actually recording music and experimenting with the studio side of things for many years before we ever played live shows and stuff like that. So we had this strong foothold in that world conceptually, the studio, as a way of like fully realizing your vision for music. And so that still is really prominent and on the table. But like I said, meanwhile, we've also been playing so much live. And it's with each year that goes by, you just realize more and more like everything you really need to be thinking about, everything you really need as far as a new challenge or new areas of growth is actually existing in that live setting. And we can feel that from night to night, and we feel that with what we put into shows and what we seek to get out of them. But for whatever reason, over the years, we've always left that at the door when we got to the studio. But
I see.
We've been at it long enough to where it's like it's no longer can we avoid it. We have to give ourselves that chance.
Just what you do. Right. So listeners, we're talking to members of Dr. Dog. They're here from Philadelphia, and they've got a brand new album called B Room. And you're going to do another song for us off the new album. Tell us what you're going to do.
We're going to do Truth, the first song from the album.
All right. It's a good one.
Ooh. come in, the truth don't stop. It's falling hard, truth don't stop. Another day, the truth don't stop. Thunder and lightning.
That's Dr. Dog performing the song The Truth off their new album, B Room. Gentlemen, wonderful. Thank you so much for that. I want to ask you about the B Room. You call it a soul album. We were talking about that studio you were building. You modeled that studio after Motown. Scott, what inspired this sort of move towards soul? Because, boy, you could really hear it in that song.
Well, in all honesty, the verbiage for that kind of came after the fact, to tell you the truth. Like, we didn't have much of a grand design, nor did we have much of this pretense that we were stepping into some soul category. But once the record was done and turned in, it was our record label, Anti, who we have, like, a really incredible relationship with, and it's a very trusted relationship that we have, one that we're very fortunate to have as artists with a label. That's what they really heard in it. Hmm. And, you know, it's not like...
Did it surprise you?
No, that's what I'm saying. It didn't surprise us at all. Those influences have been on the table for so long, and I do feel like the more we grow, the more we realize the depth that is in that music and seek out our own way to...
And when you mention influences, what influences are you talking about? I mean, specifically, the music that you've sort of absorbed that got you there.
Well, like, I mean, there's a lot, really, when you really break it down, but within the realm of the R&B music and Motown and soul music and... stuff like that, you know. I don't know. Like, we have a certain understanding of what that means to us when we feel as though we're stepping into that lens. It may not be exactly true to what that form is, and it's certainly not meant to express, like, that we understand it in its entirety and then therefore execute it. You know, it's just, like, our lens on it. And we've always kind of, as a band, we've always revered our lens on things almost more than the thing itself. You know, the act is almost always to kind of find your own Yeah, yeah, I guess so. Yeah,
what was
your
that?
Own
your
identity.
Your own, right, sure.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, like a twisted sensibility, like a kind of a left field sensibility. I mean, a lot of the other music that we love, and even within the realm of still of Motown and R&B music, is stuff that kind of shows sort of an odd lens on something that's that has been to, up to that point very familiar.
You guys, you're going to play us out on Too Weak to Ramble, and I want to make sure we leave some time for the music. So could you start a vamp while we sort of say goodbye to you and
got it.
Thank you for coming in. And once again, Dr. Dog will be performing at the House of Blues tonight. A lot more information at RadioBoston.org. Toby, Scott, Zach, Frank, Dimitri, and Eric, thank you all. Thank you all for coming in.
I was a child when I left home. I wandered blindly until I roamed. While others have secrets,
Toby Lehman, Scott McMicken, Zach Miller, Frank McElroy, Eric Slick, and Dimitri Manos are Philadelphia-based Dr. Dog. They spoke with my co-host Anthony Brooks when their album Bee Room was first released. Dr. Dog will be performing tomorrow night at the Levitate Music and Arts Festival in Marshfield. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Have a wonderful weekend. Join us again on Monday for more Radio Boston.